This morning, we're going to find out all about Love, Inc. They have a special memorial golf outing coming up on May 16th. And joining us from Love, Inc. is Bruce Colbert. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about the organization. I guess they're celebrating 25 years this year, right?
That's correct. The whole mission of Love, Inc. is to bring churches together. So we work with about 137 churches here in Lorain County, bring them together to meet needs that are out in the community.
Churches probably realize, hey, we're all doing sort of the same thing. Let's, as in, you know, strength in numbers, I guess, is the key to it.
Absolutely. Right? Strength in numbers and being able to complement one another and work together. So somebody in need might need clothes. They can get it from one church and maybe food. Another church has a food pantry. We can help that client get connected to both of those churches. And sometimes churches will work on projects together as well.
About how long have you been having this collaboration?
Love, Inc. is 25 years old this year, so started by Ed Siebold back in, I can't do the math this morning, but started with just a few churches back then. It's grown to over 137 as of this year.
And I would assume it also creates a little bit of comfort for the people because church is a special place for them, and some church, you know, there's different ethnicities, different races, people have different sort of cultural aspects of it, and this allows kind of all of that to come together and help from that.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we talk about is the body of Christ coming together and different styles of churches, different ethnicities, as you mentioned, and being able to bring that together to complement one another in Lorain County really brings about, we think, transformation in the community.
How long have you been a part of this?
About 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe some of the things you've seen over those 5 years that you've personally been involved that really have made a difference.
Yeah, I think the exciting thing is, as I've seen churches even come together in a greater way, so you have somebody who might need a bigger project on that one church couldn't handle, such as building a ramp for somebody who was newly disabled. So to have two churches come together, maybe one would supply the materials, the other the workers, or maybe they'll both pitch in and both bring volunteers together to meet that need where one church couldn't do that.
Now, you have this Ed Siebold Memorial Golf Outing. This is in honor of the founder, I guess, one of the members who kind of put this together. Talk about the golf outing. When's it taking place?
The golf outing is on the 16th. Do I have the date right there? I don't have the paper in front of me. Yes. Saturday, May 16th. And it's a benefit for our Clothe the Kid for School program, which is really one of our biggest activities of the year, ministries of the year. We have over 45 churches come together, businesses. And what we discovered as we looked out, and one of the benefits of church working together is and receiving a lot of requests for help for the churches as we see where the gaps are at in the community, what things are not being met, where there's a lot of demand. So my predecessor said, hey, there's a lot of school backpacks being given out, which are a great thing, but not many school clothes. And so we started what we called the Clothe the Kid for School program. Last year, clothed over 600 local children with over $45,000 worth of new school clothes. And the Ed Siebold fundraiser helps us on the operational side. We get plenty of churches involved, but as far as the operational side of making that program run, the Ed Siebold Memorial Golf Outing helps us do that.
Bruce, what can you tell us about Ed?
Ed has passed away now, but he was formerly, he and a few other people were involved in something called Advent Ministries. And one of the things that they saw was that people weren't getting the wraparound services that they needed, kind of the holistic help. They would help somebody in a work training program, but they really didn't have a community around them. So Ed came across the what's called the Love, Inc. model. It's actually something that's been duplicated across the country over 150 times in communities all over the country. And he said, this is it. So he really, Ed pioneered that. He was a businessman in the area of the family that owned Elyria Dairy, I believe it was back then, which eventually became the Convenient Food Mart brand. He was out of it before then. But he was really the first director of Love, Inc., and he's the one who grasped that vision to say, hey, you know, how much more could we do if, rather than churches being isolated, if we worked together? And so he had the vision and the energy to say, hey, this needs to happen. He collaborated with the relationships that he had in the community, business relationships, church relationships, and really drove the model forward and was Loving's first director.
25 years now, so obviously when you first come together, you have churches that are agreeable, and then you have more that see the result, want to be a part of this. How many churches, roughly, do we have involved in this?
It's about 137 at all different kinds of levels. We have churches that do a ton of things with us. The great thing about Love, Inc. is it's scalable, so even smaller churches can just contribute their part and be faithful and be a part of the collection or something like that and minister in their neighborhood. But over 137 churches, we work down to the individual volunteer level as well. So we go into a church and we partner with a church. We say to the individuals, hey, what are you willing to do? How are you willing to love your neighbor in the name of Christ? We do something called a talent survey, and so they check off, hey, if you got me the parts, I could put brakes on a car. I could go fix, do a minor home repair. I could take somebody who doesn't have transportation to a doctor's appointment. So we work all the way down to that individual level and say, hey, so when you bring not just 137 churches, but the people in 137 churches together to meet needs, some pretty incredible things happen.
There's some satisfaction more than maybe if making a monetary donation, which it always helps for something like that. Mm-hmm. When you're able to give your services or your time and your skill, there's a different kind of a payback for that, I would think, too.
Absolutely. And so the person in need and the person helping can develop a relationship. And that's really, I heard once that the quality of any community can be measured by its relationships. And so when people become in relationship, especially in relationship with people that are different than they are, then we start to see some pretty cool things happening in the community.
25 years, 137 churches. Are you at a point where you're not really looking at to bring other churches in under the umbrella? Have you pretty much, scoured the county, or where do you stand with that?
That's a great question. We just launched a vision this year. For our 25th year, 2025 vision, to cover and transform Lorain County to make it a better place to live, work, and worship. So 135 churches is really only about a third of the churches that exist in Lorain County. We've seen tremendous growth over the last 3 or 4 years of new churches. So I feel like we're just getting started.
I guess there's a lot of churches, but sometimes you don't see because not all churches are visible. I mean, there's, churches with steeples, and you know of churches that have historically come there, but then other ones just happen to show up in a basement, of a facility, or use a library or some sort like that to kind of come together.
So. Or even a home. I mean, my church meets on a child care center, and so we've seen, I think, somewhat a shift in our culture of away from always from a church being a building and back to the real idea that church is the people in the church. If the people leave, there's no church there. Just a facility doesn't make it. It's the people in it who are in relationship with each other, who know God and know Christ, and then who say, I want to know my neighbor and love my neighbor as well.
Well, we saw a little bit of that after the church in Lorain burned down, how they just congregated in a parking lot or something like that. So it's, there's the people. It's not the building. It's not where they are. It's just them coming together to worship.
Absolutely, yes.
What about the way Lorain, do you work with government, the politics within the city, or are you kind of like sort of a little under the radar of how you just do your services and quietly go about your business?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, we are under the radar in the sense that our mission is to mobilize the church. So Love, Inc.'s not a traditional helping agency in that we're the ones giving out the service. We're helping churches do that. So we run a clearinghouse, a centralized clearinghouse, where we mobilize the church out of. But as far as connecting with agencies, we have great relationships with public agencies. We'll get a lot of referrals, for example, from our Clothe the Kid for School program, from organizations like Lorain County Children's Services or Job and Family Services, Oberlin Community Services, North Ridgeville Community Care, all those. We work in partnership with them to say, hey, you're supplying the client with maybe food or electric bill this month. We've got churches that want to step in and help the clients with clothing clothing needs that are coming up. So we're able to partner quite well with local agencies as well.
We have the United Way on here frequently, and they always talk about collaborating, and they bring different people to different communities. And you've kind of been doing that all along as well, I mean, with the churches and just finding the skills and then getting the need filled by these people who have those talents.
Yeah, absolutely. I think collaboration is definitely the buzzword right now. the church is designed to be collaborative from the beginning, but we're excited to see more thinking happening around collaboration and how much more we can do together, how we can have a synergistic effect, if you will, when we work together and have those strong relationships.
Well, you're asking people to bring their golf talents to the Memorial Golf Outing. This is coming up on May 16th. Where is this taking place? A Forest Hills Golf Course over in Elyria Road in Elyria. Registration, I guess, until May 9th.
Yes.
And how do they contact you for the...
They can go right onto our website, lilc.org. It's a shortcut for our website. They can register right there online or give us a call at 322-5683, and we'll get them registered for that.
I also see, as with any golf outing, you've got the sponsorships all available, right? I'm sure the maybe like the hole sponsors or the for the dinner or places, things like that.
Yeah, we have dinner sponsorships. We don't go crazy on a lot of sponsorships, but definitely dinner sponsorship, lunch sponsorship, hole sponsorship. I think we even have a big corporate sponsorship on there. I think you can get a hole sponsorship for about $125. So it's pretty easy way to for a business to lend their support to the need of the community.
Okay. And LILC.org, people can go to register for the Ed Siebold Memorial Golf Outing. Bruce Colbert, thanks for stopping in this morning. I appreciate your time and sharing the story of Love, Inc. today.
Thanks for having me on.